This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Exclusive coverage of our Falcons training camp continues live from Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
WZGC Atlanta and WZGC HD1.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
An Odyssey Sports Station. It's time for the Falcons report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
Hey, man.
We are hanging out at home today because Mike has family in town. I had some stuff going on myself, and so we are doing the shows from home. So we're a little bit off. I mean, just a hair. But with that said, guys, we're doing the Falcon Report because we're done at 5 o'clock. So if you're normally tuning into Dukes and Bell, you're going, guys, it's 4 o'clock. We know. But we want to make sure that we give you a chance to talk about this preseason game and cover all the things that we need to cover. Mike, what are we watching for tonight? Because that's really the question. And by the way, Steve Coonan is going to join us coming up here in 10 minutes. We'll talk with Coonan, Hawks CEO, about all things, and then we'll get to our strong-arm story of the day and kind of wrap things up. Braves back in action tonight as well, and we'll talk more about Drake Baldwin, who had a terrific night last night and could be the rookie of the year. What are we looking for tonight with the Falcons?
All right, man. I guess Casey Washington, you've already brought him up, so I'll steal some of your thunder. A dude that we drafted sixth round out of Illinois who has a chance to maybe get some more minutes with Darnell Mooney questionable and out with the injury. Kadarrell Hodge has been here for years. We talked about signing DJ Chark. He has not really done much of anything that we've talked about. So maybe later in the game, Carl, as a fan, you go, whatever happened to that Nick Nash guy, number 80, yeah. Wide receiver from San Jose State. So see what this dude can do. He'll get a chance to maybe be out there. And, of course, you'll have Easton Stick and Emory Jones delivering the football. Running back-wise, Carlos Washington's always kind of been the energizer bunny when we're at practice. Nathan Carter, so not exactly household names. And then I think the depth on the defensive line, the interior. You mentioned, Brandon Dorlus. And what about, I said, one of our favorite guys, but a victim of circumstance now with the depth and who got drafted this year, Braylon Trice. So I'm looking forward to see when he does get on the field, what can number 48 do to compress the coaching staff?
Yeah, you know what's funny? We never talked about Grady when Grady Jarrett was here. He's now with the Bears guys, but we just knew what to expect. And for the first time in a long time, we're looking at Grady's position, that D-line spot, and we're looking at Rukurorou. And we're not sure what that's going to look like. But there'll be a bunch of guys that'll be rotating in. Again, not sure what the rotation will be tonight. But, again, you're talking about whether it's Zach Harrison or Taquan Graham or Morgan Fox or Kentavious Street. There's a bunch of guys to your point on that D-line. But that's something not just this game, but we'll be watching over the next few games, especially at practice next week when the Titans come in. Mike, what about the nickel position? Billy Bowman, right? He was drafted in the fourth round out of OU, Oklahoma. You've got D. Alford, who came back, Mike Ford, and then Clark Phillips. That's a battle that we haven't necessarily focused on, but it's been ongoing in camp, and we've seen all these guys kind of play. We really do like Bowman, and they're all competing. That's what the secondary coach said about this this week to us. But that's something that's going to play out, too, in this preseason, because we're going to go into week one. Somebody's going to own that spot, Mike.
I'm looking at number 37, Kobe with a C, Bryant,
okay,
out of Kansas. You and I have been watching him at practice. He kind of pops. You mentioned Billy Bowman. Now, even though Billy Bowman technically is described as a safety, he is kind of like, you know, that hybrid that, you know, can be a ball hawk, and he was a guy that gets after the football. Can't wait to see him in action. You know, he's 5'10", so he brings some heat at 194, can play some run support, but a fourth-round pick, and everybody we talked to at SEC Media Days from Oklahoma was gushing about the kind of stuff this guy brings to the field.
Yeah, he's just a playmaker, man. He's long. If you guys have not had a chance to see him up close and personal, so, you know, we talk about these bigger corners. You know, when we say bigger, 6'2", 6'3", those guys, there are very few of those guys around the league, and you're talking about length guys that can cover these big, tall receivers like a guy like Drake London and can run with them. But he's one of those guys. And so, yeah, I think that's something that's definitely on our radar. The other thing we mentioned, and we've been talking about it, Koo, I'm watching you. Younghoe Koo, man. Kicking field goals. Run him out there, Ra. Let me see in these preseason games him kicking some field goals. He's been good at practice. You know, look, we've been joking about whether he missed one or two. Some of these field goals, again, they're testing the limits. So when he misses a 60-yarder, I'm not tripping about that. I need him great between 30, 35, 40 yards, Mike. And I want to see Koo be successful in the preseason so we have confidence going into the season based on what we saw at the end of the year last year.
Yeah, I think we're out of the woods with Koo. I will proclaim Koo as clean, Carl, for you for tonight.
Okay.
I know that I think the physical aspect of it, we brought this up yesterday for guys who missed yesterday's show. When you're out there, I think you're expected to do your job. Now, we don't know nothing about kicking because it's such a unique thing, but, you know, he just was not able physically to hit, and that affected him. The groin, as they say in Texas, or at least in Carl's part of Texas, and it was more groin than hip, we found out. But Koo's got confidence. I mean, Lenny Krieg, and you brought up the fact the international designation, will that be able to kind of like stash him if need be, if you want to have that insurance policy? He's got a big, big leg, but he's just not as reliable just yet. But I think Koo, if he continues on the trajectory, I think he's back to where he was before that injury when we lost, unfortunately, all that confidence in him.
So here's what's interesting, and I hope you're right, because I just want to not have to worry about it like we did last year. But Koo never missed three field goal attempts in a game until he did last year in an exhibition game in Baltimore. It should have been a precursor to what the season was going to be, but we thought of it as a one-off, right? So preseason matters in these kinds of ways. Not from the standpoint, again, I don't care if we win or lose. That doesn't bother me. But when Koo missed those three field goals last year in an exhibition game, and we were kind of like, that's weird. Uh-huh. Then the season started, and he was missing field goals, and then we ultimately missed all those field goals that lost games for us. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about and why I'm paying attention to it. You may be exactly right. He may be out of the woods, may be great health-wise. He seems like he's fine. We've talked to him as well. But that's the stuff, like, you go into a game tonight, and he kicks three field goals. He misses two. I can't say he's out of the woods. That's my issue.
No, I mean, I'm just trying to be glass half full. I think, you know, just basically his vibe, the way he's carrying himself. I think, you know, it was a physical. And like, I know we think, you know, kicking, as we said, it's such a unique discipline. But the mental aspect of it, I think he's got some confidence. And they did give those game scenarios or the game situations so far this week with 11-on-11s. We talked about that with Brian McFadden, who was out of practice earlier in the show. You can rewind on the Odyssey app and see what BMAC had to say about, are you getting enough from not having these guys out there in the regular season?
Mike, let me ask you this, because we haven't talked about him. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, guys. As we mentioned, 5 o'clock, you'll get the pregame show. Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan will have that for you, leading into, of course, the Falcons pregame show, and then Arch, Dave Archer, and Wes Durham will have the call for you. Jalen's going to play tonight. We haven't really talked about him today. Any expectation for Jalen Walker, who will suit up for the first time and play in an exhibition game on Friday? Limited to practice, guys. We know that. But he did play in that scrimmage they had on Wednesday.
Yeah, and this is why, you know, guys, man, everyone says you're really all over James Pierce Jr. Well, we've seen him, you know, and if he's not getting the quarterback, which he does, he's starting trouble, and he does that too. But Jalen Walker, we've seen him, and he looks good. But, I mean, I can't say, you know, to use our paraphrase, our Gwinnett line, that Walker's popping yet. But we'll be looking forward to seeing, because it's just the nature of a hamstring. Guys know a hamstring requires time, and you got to baby it. So it's probably driving him crazy because he wants to be out there and have us and everybody else in the scouts. And I should say the personnel department going, yeah, we nailed it. He fell to us at 15. This guy's a rock star. We just haven't had a chance to see him do the stuff we saw him do for Georgia, at least on a regular basis so far at Falcons practice. Is that fair?
It is fair. And by the way, just guys, we're telling you what we see, and we're trying to be your conduit to tell you, like, this is what's going on. It doesn't mean we're rooting for or against anybody. We want all of our guys to be successful. But to try to sit here and tell you that Walker has popped, as Mike said, Gwinnett's popping, or to say he's flashed, as I like to say, he hasn't. He's been out there. But that's not to say he's not doing his job either, or that they don't like what they see. So I'm being very cautious about the whole Walker thing, because, again, he was a full go Wednesday at the scrimmage, limited in Tuesday's practice. We're just talking about this week leading up to tonight. But I'm not going to dispel his versatility, Mike, and his leadership, which I think are the two things they're leaning on to allow him to get to a place once the season starts. We got plenty of time, guys. We got four more weeks. I mean, Right. Seriously. We got four more weeks before we have to go for real, and I'm hoping by that point that Walker is ready to go. The deal, though, is that James Pierce Jr. may be at a point a little bit ahead because he's done more leading into that just based on the fact that Walker's been limited. But I don't know, Mike. We hadn't talked about him. I was curious what you thought. Right. We'll see what happens.
No, I mean, we love the guy. Can't wait to see this guy. It's just – and I know that we don't want to be prisoner of the moment, but it's just – it's hard not to talk about Pierce when he's literally the center of everything happening on
True.
The defense
True.
When it's one versus one, right?
Yeah, and not just that. I mean, the fact that he is flashing. I mean, like we said, he probably had two sacks right. in that scrimmage. You know, they don't blow the whistle because, you know, you're not hitting the quarterback. But
right. That's
you're exactly right.
And Leonard Floyd looks great. I mean, he's you know, he knows how to manage his time and not burn himself out in camp. He's a KG veteran,
yes.
So he's doing his thing. Real quick, just sidebar to the Falcons, because this does involve the Falcons and Kirk Cousins. Buddy of mine, who I ran into this year in Indianapolis, we've sat next to each other a couple of times at the 500. Big Colts fan. He just watched the game. He just texted me about 5 minutes ago during the commercial break. He goes, hey, what's the price for Kirk Cousins? Talking about the Indianapolis Colts.
They're desperate.
I have no idea. Somebody, if Oren, if you want to take the time, look at their cap situation. As Carl says, where there's a will, there's a way. Not to mention, we'd be on the hook for the lion's share. But if Daniel Jones, who looked horrible last night, and Richardson has no instincts, and guys, I've already seen a couple of quarterbacks breaking down that Anthony Richardson got himself hurt last night. You can't blame anyone else because he doesn't know what he's doing. What about the Colts for Kirk Cousins? We talked earlier about the Rams, if they believe in Garoppolo, and if Matthew Stafford's back continues to be an issue.
That's interesting. I mean, first of all, Matt Ryan went there at the end, and it was weird, and he didn't look good, and the team wasn't any good. But if you're telling me they invested in bringing in Daniel Jones and he doesn't look the part or they don't trust him, and that Anthony Richardson's development is not where it needs to be, and they're willing to go make a move like this, yeah, they're desperate. But that's what we need. I mean,
by the way, that's right.
What we need to happen if Kirk Cousins is going to leave this roster. And again, I have gotten over this obsession that we've had, or at least some of us, with whether he's here or not. I totally believe the Falcons when now they said, hey, we're comfortable with having him here, and we see that, and he's been here. Guys, he's gotten tons of reps. And the other part of this is, God forbid, we do have the best quarterback situation in the league.
Right.
Because if Penix, something happens, and again, not wishing or hoping any of that crap, but say what you want. We got a really good situation to run a 12 or 13-year vet out there who we thought was going to be that guy last year. I think everybody would feel pretty comfortable. You'd get over this, whatever it is you're upset about
right.
it, with him if he was to lead us to dubs. So, Mike, we got a really good
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Situation, but yeah, it'd have to be a desperate team like that,
right? And again, Orrin said they got $17 million in cap space. Not to mention, you know, it would be a deal where the Falcons are going to eat whatever's on this contract. The most part, usually more for a draft pick. Just thinking out loud, because the Rams, I mean, that's still, if you're like another two more weeks and Matthew Stafford's still back is whack, you're really going to trust it to Jimmy Garoppolo?
Just no.
We're looking for, I don't want to wish injuries, but those scenarios where maybe Kirk, it's more about us getting something for him, and we wish him the best.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.